You know what that music means? We got a World Series starting out. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Here we got a World Series starting tonight. Dodgers, Yankees. Probably one of the more star-studded World Series.
Yeah, but you got ever. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts,
Juan Soto, Freddie Freeman.
Man, Freddie.
There's a lot. I mean, if you.
That's probably going to be the most watched World Series in a long time, huh?
If I had to guess, this would be the most watched one since Cubs-Cleveland, because that was obviously the Cubs trying to break the curse in 16 and hadn't won in 100 years. This is going to be a very, very watched World Series. And here's what I am invested in this World Series now. I'm invested in the outcome that gets Juan Soto to the Phillies, okay? That's all I'm looking for. I want Juan Soto on the Phillies. I want to watch Juan Soto play baseball every day. I've been coming up with, you know, harebrained ideas to trade for him here for 2 years, and I get shot down every time. And I'm still bitter about everyone saying they wouldn't trade Trey Turner for him. But all right, and let's move on from that. But he's a free agent now after this, okay? So the Phillies just have to pay him. Hugh, let me ask you a question. What do you think's more likely? He leaves the Yankees if they win the World Series with him, or he leaves the Yankees if they lose the World Series with him?
So if he leaves the Yankees if they win.
So like what's the best way to get him to leave?
If they lose.
So if they win or they lose, what do you think leads to the more likely that he walks away from them?
You know what's crazy? I think they're probably gonna throw a ton of bread at him anyway.
Sure, but which of the two?
I would probably say because he's already won one.
He won with the Nats.
Yeah. I'm gonna say if he wins one, he leaves. If he wins when he leaves, because he got two at that point, he's money grabbing now.
I think you're right. I think if they lose, they're probably more desperate to keep him. Right?
Yeah.
We can't let him go. All that kind of stuff. If they win, you're right. He delivered or helped them deliver a World Series.
Yeah.
He's got two.
You know who else has a World Series?
He just gets the biggest paycheck. Judge.
Chisholm.
Oh, that's a fair point. Jazz Chisholm.
Man, that's crazy. Well. I mean, it's just crazy.
He didn't fit here. Remember that?
Yeah.
He wasn't fit.
I mean, I was one of the ones that said that.
Well, but I'm not upset at you for saying that. I'm upset at the Phillies for believing that.
Well,
it's true.
It's crazy how he hasn't contributed like those other guys, but he's contributed.
Well, sure.
He's had his moment.
No,
yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, he's not a star, but he's a solid player.
Yeah, he's contributed, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm rooting for the outcome that gets Juan Soto here. Can we hear Ken Rosenthal, latest on Juan Soto and what could happen when he does hit free agency as soon as this World Series ends?
He's going to want to beat Ohtani's present-day value, which is somewhere in the high 40s. He's going to want $50 million a year present-day value, and he's going to want it over a long period. That's why you're hearing talk of $500 million, $600 million. It's realistic based on where people think this is going. So will it be the Mets? Will it be the Yankees? Will it be some other team? I don't know. If Steve Cohen, the owner of the New York Mets, really wants Soto, is he going to be outbid by Hal Steinbrenner? I would tend to doubt it. And Soto, if you think about it, really fits into what the Mets are trying to do. He's the right age. He's going to be 26 next season. They're trying to get a younger, sustainable team in place. So he might be, for Steve Cohen, something of a holy grail. And if that happens, and if Hal Steinbrenner is in a bidding war, I don't know that Hal Steinbrenner is going to win. So, long answer short. I don't know where Juan Soto is going. I do expect he's going for the most money.
All right, I think I take a couple things from that. One, if John Middleton writes the biggest check, Juan Soto could come to the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's locked into the Yankees or anything like that. The other thing that hits me, and it gives me a kind of a queasy feeling, Hugh, is it sounds like the Mets owner might just offer him more money than anyone can dream of. I have a bad feeling he's going to end up on the Mets and stay in the division and face the Phillies. But we'll see. Yankees, Dodgers starts tonight. What's your pick, Hugh? Who wins? I got Dodgers in six.
I'm going to say Yankees. The Dodgers, I like the Dodgers, and you know, there's a lot of history with both of these squads, but I feel like it's going to be Yankees. Was it Aaron Boone? He's been chopping at the bit for this one for a while.
Sure.
Yeah, man. So I'm picking the Yankees. I'll take the Yankees.
I feel like Ohtani's going to have an all-time series.
Oh, yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stars. Any of them could. It could be Soto. It could be Judge.
And then the Freddie Freeman angle, because he really didn't want to leave Atlanta.
And now he can win in L.A.?
Now he can win in L.A. Yeah, that one.
It's wild how many future Hall of Famers are probably in this series. Like, we were counting before the show. It could be up to 10. I mean, it's an amazing array.
Who are you talking about? Mookie?
Mookie, Freddie, Ohtani, Soto.
Soto. Judge.
Yeah.
Okay. Judge.
Giancarlo Stanton. He's got an MVP and
he's
a lot of home runs.
A long
yes,
time,
he does.
Man. He's been around a long time.
So Kershaw's not going to pitch in the series, but he's on the Dodgers. He's obviously going to the Hall of Fame. It's a lot. It's again, as star-studded as any World Series we've ever seen. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We got a lot of polls up today, including, do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday? 67% yes. Is it wrong to be in a store for an hour and not buy anything? Amazingly, 57% side with you, Hugh.
Yeah, of course, because these are people.
An hour is a long time.
People are reasonable. A lot of times, especially in this economy.
You I wouldn't describe general population as reasonable.
No, in this case, it is.
Because they
agree
with you.
Fits your
because
agenda.
It fits my agenda.
Okay.
Of course. I have an agenda. But no, it is, because going into a store like that, man, it's easy to get overwhelmed, and that's what happened, because I'm running around and I'm seeing everything that I want to buy, and then you don't buy anything because you're like, wait a minute, I want to get more information. I didn't have enough information to make a purchase at Cabela's yesterday.
I'm actually going to help your side of the argument for a second. Do you think the size of the store impacts how long you could stay?
Is that?
Like, Cabela's is huge, right? A lot of things, you get lost, you're looking around. You could kind of get lost in a half an hour without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go into a Wawa and stay an hour.
Oh, no, you go into a Wawa, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
you
crazy.
Know what I mean? Like, a small store, you got to make a decision, in and out. Cabela's, yeah, I guess, but
because
an
it's,
hour?
It's the thing with Cabela's, I guarantee you, the casual person just went in there, you could probably find something that you can make an argument that you could use, because they got all kind of Yeti stuff. Yeti stuff out the yin yang.
I love Yeti. Like I got a Yeti right here.
Yeah, the Yeti stuff, the pants, the different cargo pants. They got jackets. They have camping gear. They have, like you say, firearms, bow and arrows. They have everything: kayaks, canoes, tents. And I was just like, wow, I didn't even go. I wasn't even on the other side. Matter of fact, I might go back today, because I didn't even go to the tent side. I didn't even look at any of that stuff. They have grills. I didn't even look at any of that stuff, because I went in there, and when I saw the bow and arrows, I kind of got overwhelmed with that. Then I started looking at the BB guns, which they didn't have a great selection. So I started looking at that. And you know that there are some Cabela's where you can actually test out fishing lures and stuff, because they got like fish. Some of them are huge. Like, this one was big, but some of them are even bigger than that.
Catch and release, or you get to bring those home?
Yeah, I think you catch and release.
Yeah.
I think it's a catch and release thing. But, yeah, you could do it. There's a lot you could do at Cabela's, man.
Imagine you catch a fish, you bring it up to pay for it, like just flopping around on the thing there. All right, another poll. Would a lost Sunday be acceptable? 77% on no? A lot of bravado on that one. 77% no. Are we serious?
Yes.
Well, so does that math, like 66% of people expect a win? Well, all right, 33% of people don't expect a win, but 70% say not accept, or 76% say it's not acceptable. There's got to be a crossover portion there who say, I don't expect a win, and it's unacceptable.
The math never maths. It never does. Sean in Havertown is up. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Good. So I'm with, you know, look, a loss would be acceptable, right? An unacceptable loss were losses to the Cardinals and the Giants last year.
Yes.
At the end of the year. At this point in the season, of course, nobody wants a loss. Nobody expects a loss. But if there is a loss, like, okay, we're not jumping off the ship, right? We're still on the season. We can still make the playoffs. And I think everybody should be still on board. But, you know, it's the type of game where it is a defining game for the team, no doubt, right? And I'd be interested to see, you know, how they show up, because it's been an up and down season so far.
It has. We'll see. And we don't really know which Eagles team we get each week, especially the defense. The defense has been, you know, the offense has kind of had it's been pretty much the same. The big plays define it, and they run the ball better than they throw it. But Sean, the defense each week, I have no idea. I mean, they've had three games where they've looked amazing, and then the other games they've kind of gotten torched. So hopefully we get the good defense here this week. Sean, you got a costume for Hugh?
And I do. The only guy that has ever turned a robe into formal wear, he should be Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. You know what? That actually gives us an extra Hugh we could throw into the mix. There's so many Hughes.
That's a pretty good one. That's not a bad one.
That feels like one you could easily pull off.
Yeah. Just put a robe on and look, you know.
It might not be
around.
A workplace.
Definitely not.
Yeah, definitely it feels like
I'm
one.
I'm pretty sure Hugh Hefner has some clothes on underneath there, though.
Makes you think that?
I mean, that's...
He kind of went by the set of his own rules.
Of all
yeah.
people that wouldn't have clothes underneath, you would think it would be Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, because he got it in. He got it in.
He's getting banged every which way.
He
I feel like Hugh Hefner kind of fell out of the national daily conversation. Like, he used to come up a lot, and now it's not. I mean, I know he's not with us anymore, but, like, it used to be a thing to bring his name up, and now...
No, he was the guy. I remember I wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion when I was... younger.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the Playboy Mansion thing. Never got a chance to.
You can still do it.
No, it's not the same. Because you want to go to the parties at the Grotto, but I think after a few NFL players stole some of his wives and girl, well, not his wives, but his girlfriends, he was like, nah, we're not, that dog ain't hunting no more. Because a few guys married Playboy bunnies.
Didn't a former Eagle do it?
Jerry Garcia. Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
And Hank Basket. Hank,
that's what I was thinking, Hank, yeah.
Hank Basket.
But, Hank. I mean, could Hugh really get that? Hugh Hefner, I need to clarify now. Could Hugh Hefner really get that upset if a few NFL players stole a few of his girlfriends?
I think he did.
He had a
lot of them.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think he was mad when Kendra left, though, because Kendra left for Hank Basket. Hank Basket ended up snatching Kendra.
Well, they were closer to the same age, so, you know, that kind of thing probably could happen.
Probably, yeah.
Black Gritty's up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, so first of all, the Cowboys are trash. Just to remind people, I don't know what Cowboy Jim be on every time he call it. He just talks off topic. Secondly, you know, Joe Burrow is Jalen Hurts. They're the same thing. Now, saying Jalen Hurts is Lamar Jackson means that you're on something. I don't want to hear anything you got to say after that because you sound crazy. But both guys went to a Super Bowl and lost. One guy looks like a great passer, and the other one looks like a great runner and passer. But, I mean, at least Jalen shows up for most of his games. I mean, we talk about Joe Burrow the same way you're talking about Cam Newton. He had one great year, and then he gets injured a lot, right? He has slow starts every year where he looks terrible, and then they catch fire. I mean, like, we just talk about Joe Burrow by the looks of it like he is something that he's not. He is very inconsistent, and they are 3-3. They barely beat the Browns, and they barely beat the Giants, just like we just had struggles with. We beat them handily. So what? I mean, they need to go out there and win this game is what I'm saying to you. They need to go out there and win this game. So the Bengals don't have a great defense. So I know that we make average quarterbacks look like surgeons, but our young DBs are playing well, so I got to have confidence in that. So go out there. You've been consistent lately. You know, getting all these sacks. You're asking for 3 or 4. Go out there and earn some credibility and get me this George W. Jalen, you tired of hearing this conversation where they said that this guy is not you and you're not this guy? Again, Joe Burrow ain't did nothing. If Jalen Hurts ain't did nothing, then neither is Joe Burrow. They've both been in the playoffs every year, and neither one of them won a Super Bowl. Neither one of them got an MVP. So don't tell me this guy's that much better just because I know he looks better. I'm not stupid. I get what you're saying. But it's not on paper, and the facts of it is we need to go out there and win this game so the team can get some credibility going, and that's what I want, okay? I want you to have a bus. Just get a bus, you. Drive everybody down. This is Philadelphia. We ride or die together. And if we ride with you, we're probably going to die because I know you'd be speeding. But if we get a bus, we might be all right. We might make it, all right? And I can co-captain for you. But that's what I want, all right? That's what I want this George W. Day. That's what I want.
Black Gritty, actually, this is the best idea we heard all day. We commission a bus. I'm sure we could actually probably do this. We get a trip. We get all our listeners, and we get a bus, and we bus down to New Orleans. Could you imagine that trip? You drive. The rest of us will have, you know, adult beverages. It'd be great.
We get a sponsor, Hugh and the Hubies, and let me give you the Halloween costumes real quick before you kick me off. So, Hugh, what you need to do is embrace your inner Black Gritty and be Mr. Black Hockey and go as a goalie, because the Flyers, Lord knows, we need one. So put your big butt in a goalie costume, and you be bah, 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 Mr. Black Hockey. Do what you do. I'm going to bah, 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 bah. I'm going as Jerry Jones. I got me a Crypt Keeper outfit. So I'm going to go out there and start talking crazy to people.
The absolute glory hole.
Good stuff, Black Gritty. We appreciate it. I like the bus idea. We're taking you and Ike driving down in the Super Bowl, and we're now expanding. How much fun would it be? You're driving, you're really concentrate, the rest of us liquored up, screaming and yelling. How many hours would it take us to get to New Orleans?
It's going
to
take us a lot longer since we're driving a bus.
I like the idea of Hugh driving and us drinking.
I agree.
It's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, because I'm definitely not going to do that. And the bus would help y'all as far as having to pee, because I'm assuming it would have a bathroom. Yeah. In the back.
How about we just
big
stop?
Big old bus.
Hugh and the Hubies.
I'm only stopping for gas. That's it.
Can you drive
gas
a bus?
Gas stations have restrooms.
I have to get it. But my brother, I have a brother that can drive. He has his CDL.
Oh, all right.
So he can drive the bus.
Oh, we'll invite him.
Or I could get my CDL. That might take too long, though, because I got to work.
Let me look that up.
We have somebody who calls the show all the time and drives a bus.
Herb
coming on this trip would be wild.
You want to play with me?
You know what? I think we found it. I have been skeptical the Eagles could get to New Orleans. Hugh, I'm fully believing, because I want to manifest Herb driving us to New Orleans.
But see, this changes the trip dynamic now. Now I can't make the stops that I want to make.
No, we can.
Herb will come. Yeah,
just tell him where to go. What is he going to say? No.
Herb would definitely want to go. But I'm just saying, I want to get some lemon pepper wings.
There is also a chance that Herb takes us somewhere that's just not New Orleans.
Hold on. You think if you suggest to our audience and the people that want to come with us that we stop at Magic City, anyone's going to say...
I didn't say Magic City. I said lemon pepper wings.
Where are we
going to get this? We know what that means.
Yeah, we all know.
Lemon pepper wings.
Okay.
It means lemon pepper... This is a family show.
Right,
lemon pepper wings.
Okay.
For the most part.
So let's say you want to go somewhere you can get lemon pepper wings.
And I don't even like lemon pepper wings. I don't even like lemon pepper.
Let's say you want to stop somewhere in the Atlanta area that you can acquire lemon pepper wings. You think a busload of people heading to the Super Bowl is going to say, oh, no, don't stop there?
Our audience
is going to say no?
Yeah, that dog would definitely hunt.
You really think this is a family show?
Sometimes. Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams? As a matter of fact, Hassan Reddick came to camp the other day.
He's playing this weekend.
He came to work.
Good for him.
You betting on Reddick sacks?
Good for the Jets.
You know what? Let me go ahead and put that. I got
to
wait till Friday. I
got to
wait till Saturday,
season.
Though, because to do the parlays, the anytime bets. I got to do that.
We've created a monster here. This is remarkable. On the break, he's like, yeah, I got a 16-legger over here.
It's a good thing you got a house before this, because you would not be in a financially stable position to get
like,
one.
But, dude, I'm making money in,
I give
in
you
the
a
bets
month. I give you a month.
That I put in this week?
Man, listen.
I'm making money over here.
You know what that means? You're about to start losing it soon. That's how it works.
No,
man.
Listen. This 18-legger that I got here. This 18-legger.
That's how the pros do it. They put those 18-leggers in. All right, speaking of parlays, we will have one for you coming up later in the hour. You know what we got to do right now? We got to guess the takes for week number 8 in the NFL.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, sometimes when you guess the takes, you're not rooting for it to happen. You're just predicting it will. Hugh Douglas, I'm guessing that at some point early next week, you're going to turn on WIP. You're going to turn on First Take. You're going to see this headline. Jalen Hurts is holding the Eagles back.
He's holding them hostage.
Yeah, we are.
We're trending in a direction.
Doesn't it feel like it's been a lot of, hey, what's going on with Jalen? Passing game, it looks weird.
Passive-aggressively.
Yes, exactly. If it doesn't look great this weekend, that will be a conversation next week. Jalen Hurts holding the Eagles back. That's my guess to take for next week. Hugh, what are they saying after this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the trend that I've been on for the last couple of weeks, man, because I just don't like where it's going. Davante Adams is a Jet now. And I thought it was ironic how he was asked about some of the issues that the Jets are having, And he had a lot to say about guys celebrating and all this other stuff. Didn't you just, weren't you just, you like a cancer was cut out of the Raiders organization because you was acting up over there? But my point is this. The Jets are going to be sellers at the trade deadline because they're falling apart. And they need to trade Aaron Rodgers.
That'd be so Jets.
How funny would it be if they dumped Rodgers?
No, it's not probably
kept Devontae.
Just get out.
They keep Adams and trade Rodgers.
Yeah, get out of here.
You're
all
the
right.
problem.
Hughes all over the Jets. Sir Kyle, what's your guess to take?
So I have I'm going to guarantee something for Sunday.
Uh-oh.
The Lions are going to smack the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
And when they do that, Jared Goff is going to put together yet again another MVP-like performance.
Mm.
And he is going to put himself squarely at the front of the MVP race.
Woo! I could see it. And they're at home this weekend against Titans indoors.
Yeah, they're part of my 18-legger.
That's a good leg.
I also have an agenda.
What's your agenda?
I have Goff MVP ticket at 1600 plus 1600.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah.
Now, will you cash out if he gets high enough, or are you riding it to the end?
Absolutely not. I am not a coward.
You know, I am not a coward either, but then every year when I have 30-1s that at one point are cash outs and I don't take them, I hate myself.
I wish I could cash out my Anthony Richardson ticket from the beginning of the year.
Oh, you know, the worst cash outs, the worst cash outs, and on principle, I refuse to take them. When you have a bad bet, and you bet, like, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 bucks on a future, maybe more if you want to.
You want to tell us what your one last year was?
Kenny Pickett, MVP. Okay, but they give you a cash out, and it says 2 cents. They're taunting you. They're like, this is such a bad bet. We'll give you 2 pennies so you feel good about yourself. And then you're like, no. For the principal, I refuse. What am I going to do with the 2 pennies? I lost anyway. It's patronizing.
No, I feel you on that.
Well, wait till they start doing it to you. You ride it high right now.
Oh, no. I have no qualms about cashing out. Because this 18-legger that I put in, Joe, if they give me $5, I'm taking it. Because that's a win. $5 is a win.
So you'll cash out after like one or two of those hits. You're going to just jump. So you're going to start
kicking. I jump. I jump in a heartbeat. Money's money. Anytime I get money that I've never had, I'll take it. I'm going to take it.
That's
and if it's $5, it could be $5. It could be $2.
It's a good strategy.
It's
all
money.
Right, let's go to Dennis, who's in North Philly. Hey, Dennis.
Oh, God.
Dennis, what are you thinking today?
My call.
You got it, buddy.
I don't feel good about this game. I really don't. Usually I give the Eagles confidence, but this is Joe Burrow, the Burrow of all barrels. Can't deny that, man. Now, it is a chance that y'all could win. However, y'all going to have to be delusional. And what I mean by that, this is going to have to be y'all Super Bowl. Y'all go down to Cincinnati and y'all win that trophy, quote unquote. Y'all going to have to, like, not think about, okay, this is Joe Burrow. Okay, this is a scheduled loss or whatever. No. Sure, it may seem that way, but Jalen, I believe he got it. But that's all I got to say about that. What y'all think?
Well, I don't think it's a Super Bowl kind of win. I mean, the Bengals are 3-4, but I think they're a better team than their record states. The Eagles play really well. They can win. I just am not expecting a win this game. And, Dennis, what's your costume idea for Hugh?
My costume idea, you talk about being a drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
What if you dress up as Snorlax?
The Snorlax?
As Pokemon. Yeah.
Ooh. What do you think of that?
That sounds like a lot of costume.
Snorlax is overweight. That's an insult.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Snorlax.
Google him.
Yo, I've seen the Snorlax.
Do a little Google for yourself.
No, I've seen the Snorlax.
Dan is laughing as he says it, too. He's really having a good time. 215-592.
How funny.
That was just shots fired at you, to be honest.
It really was.